This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back on Mix 104.1.
So I said something on Twitter the other day, and I got a bunch of reaction to it. And I've just said it so many times over the years and growing up that it really doesn't sound weird to me. But then, as I typed it out and people read it, they started sending me messages going, wait, what? What did you just say? So I was kidnapped as a child, and there's actually a plot twist to the story, which is unbelievable in itself, to be able to say that you were kidnapped as a child and you survived it or whatever, right? I mean, it's not something most people, I don't think, have been through.
I hope not.
Although it seems like a lot of our listeners have. And if you have, you want to share your story, it's 617-931-1123 before, because the texts that are coming in right now are mind-blowing.
Yeah, you're the only person I've ever heard of that I know personally that's been kidnapped.
Until we started getting text messages about stories and almost kidnappings. A lot of almost kidnappings, too. But I was probably in nursery school, not quite to kindergarten age, or maybe pre-K kindergarten age, somewhere around there. And just a quick backstory, my mom and dad, they met in their first semester of college at the University of Maryland. Very different backgrounds. Jewish on my dad's side, Catholic on my mother's side. They met. My dad wore a suit and carried a briefcase to college, and my mom was enamored with him. And they hooked up in the first semester of college, and next thing you know, my mom is pregnant. They decide on a shotgun wedding. And within 24 months, they are divorced. And so my dad is now dating this woman who went on to become my stepmother, Joyce. She was my stepmother for 40 years. And she picked me up one day from this nursery school or wherever I was in school. And this person comes out and snatches me. And there is a fight that ensues between my stepmother and this person. And I guess there's a lot of screaming and yelling and tugging. And that person wins the battle, throws me into a car, and then takes off. Obviously, my stepmother is panicked. She has to call my dad. Now, this is the mid-70s.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like you pulled out your cell phone and sent a text. There were no Amber Alerts or anything like that back then. So she quick runs back into the school. They have to track down my father again. And my dad worked in the shipping industry. So like he was down at the docks.
Right.
You know, you just couldn't connect with people like you did.
Right.
So she contacts my father. I guess my father calls the police. The kidnapper takes me to a state park in Maryland. That's where they were at the time. And camps out in this state park for a couple of days to hide out from the police. And then the kidnapper then gets in the car 95 South to Florida. And then the kidnapper calls my father and says, if you ever want to see your child again, you better tell them to like call it off.
Jesus.
Right? And so, you know, I don't know a lot of the backstory because it's when I've tried to ask questions about this, nobody really wants to tell.
Talk about it.
Yeah.
Right.
Because it's just a weird story.
Do you remember any of it? Because I know you were young.
I don't. I don't. I don't think I do.
Being camped out in the woods with your kidnapper for a couple of days is crazy.
Right. And, you know.
You probably thought it was just fun. Right.
Yeah. I don't think I
How
old
is that? Five?
Yeah.
Four?
Yeah. Somewhere around there.
It was fun.
Yeah, I don't know how old.
Didn't have to, you know, live in a tent or whatever you were doing.
Right.
Right.
Probably just thought it was something new and exciting.
So there is a plot twist to the story, but before I give you the plot twist, let me grab Tina, who apparently has a kidnap story. Hey, Tina.
Good morning.
Were you kidnapped or almost kidnapped?
Almost kidnapped.
What happened?
I was walking home from school back in the 70s from first grade, and my mom used to let me walk home alone because we lived like a block from the school. She'd be sitting on the stairs waiting for me, and as I was coming out of the school, a car pulled up, opened up the back door, and a guy stood there and tried to get me in the back seat.
Holy crap.
Said, get in the car. And I stood there and stared at him and said, oh, my God, I don't know you, and turned around and ran back towards the school and into the arms of my first grade teacher.
Wow.
That's frightening.
Well, also, you think back then, like, the stuff that you were allowed to do as a kid back in the 70s as opposed to now, completely different.
Completely different. Like, now, if a first grader was walking home from school, you know, we'd think something was wrong with that. But back then, you know, my mom would sit on the porch and wait for me to come home in the city.
And literally, the only rule was don't talk to strangers.
Right.
Stranger whatever danger. You wanted on the way home, just don't talk to strangers.
Truly, do not talk to strangers. But I tell you what, it definitely ruined me for a while. But, you know, every car that pulled up, I would just run frantically.
Well, thanks for calling and sharing the story, Tina.
Sure.
All right. All right. Have a good day. Bye. All right, so there goes Tina and her almost kidnapped story. So the plot twist is my kidnapper was my mother. So what had happened is when they got divorced, my mother decided to move to Florida with her girlfriend. She got a job down there. She was working like a fast food restaurant or something. And then she hatched this plot to get in her car, to drive from Daytona Beach all the way back up to Maryland. She followed around my dad's girlfriend, my, you know, future stepmother, followed her because she knew that eventually she would have to pick me up. She didn't know where I was in nursery school or where, you know, wherever I was in school. She followed her, waited, got right there, went up, snatched me, fight ensued. And then she went to a state park in Maryland and hid out for like 3 days. She told me I was camping. So I had no idea. Like, you're right.
You thought it was fun.
Yeah, I was
know.
Just, yeah. And then she drove to Florida and then called my dad and said, call the police, tell them that he is with me and he's fine. And if you don't, you'll never see him again. I'll just disappear.
Holy.
I've said this more smocks. Times than I've said anything in my life. I'm just so thankful that you made it out of there.
Right.
In one piece.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there are times I just don't. I wonder if I had lived the life you live, what I would be.
It's amazing you're as well adjusted as
you are. I just don't think I would be the strong person that you're and wonderful father that you are.
Text from the 774. I feel deceived. That was a major detail. Why do you feel deceived?
That's the
plot twist.
was she ever brought up on charges or anything? What happened? What was the outcome?
No, again, it was the 70s. Things were different.
Right.
You just didn't. There were no, you know, multi-state Amber Alerts, like none of that existed.
And the two of them came to an agreement.
And my dad just, they just figured out something. And he's like, what was he going to do? He was, you know, six states away. And, he knew I wasn't really in real danger. And they figured it all out, I guess.
Yes.
It's wild.
I just can't believe you're normal.
I know.
Really?
Yeah, you really are.
You're the most normal person in this room.
By leaps and bounds.
By leaps and bounds.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.